started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines. President Hichilema called for national prayers and closure on late former President Lungu's burial. Three die in Serenja Road accident. And in international news, Kenyans bid farewell to ex-Prime Minister Odinga in his political heartland.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
Now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has called on the nation to pray for the family of the late 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu and to seek closure regarding his burial. Speaking during the commemoration of the National Day of Prayer, Fasting, Repentance and Reconciliation, President Hichilema has emphasized the importance of unity and healing, urging citizens to uphold a spirit of respect, love and harmony to preserve Zambia's peaceful and democratic culture. The head of state has further announced that his administration intends to institutionalize the National Day of Prayer by allocating annual budgetary support to ensure effective planning and broadened national participation in future commemorations. Tabernacle of David Pentecostal Holiness Church Reverend Harrison Sakala has urged citizens to love and support leaders while they are still alive and serving in office rather than only honoring them posthumously. And Chief Chipepo of the Tonga speaking people in Southern Province offered prayers for the safety and long life of the nation's leaders while also joining others in calling for love, respect and harmony among all Zambians. Three people have died on the spot following a road traffic accident that occurred yesterday around 20 hours near Chikuvula Primary School along Great North Road, approximately 20 kilometers west of Serenje Town. Police Deputy Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi has stated that the crash involved a stationary Ford truck and trailer reportedly driven by an unidentified Tanzanian national and an unregistered Toyota Special with IT number 2223 carrying three male passengers. Mr. Chilavi has explained that preliminary investigations revealed the driver of the Toyota Special was speeding and lost control of the vehicle, subsequently ramming into the stationary truck, which had developed a mechanical fault. Mr. Chilavi said all three passengers died on the spot, while the driver sustained serious injuries and was rushed to Serenje District Hospital, where he is currently admitted.
Preliminary investigations indicate that the accident occurred when the driver of the Toyota Spacio lost control due to excessive speed and rammed into the stationary truck. All three passengers died on the spot, while the driver sustained serious injuries and was rushed to Serenje District Hospital, where he is currently admitted. The Toyota Spacio was extensively damaged, while the Ford truck had damage to its rear section. The bodies of the deceased are lying in Serenje District Hospital mortuary, awaiting identification and post-mortem.
Meanwhile, Mr. Chilavi said in a separate incident, police in Mansa District have apprehended two male suspects in connection with a suspected case of murder.
In a separate incident, police in Mansa have apprehended two male suspects identified as Kenneth Kapamba, aged 22, and Goodson Sikanyika, age 29, both of Musenga site and service, in connection with a suspected murder case. The incident occurred on October 17, 2025, between 02 and 05 hours in Musenga site and service, Mansa district. Police received a report from a concerned citizen that a man, identified only as John, aged between 25 and 30, was attacked by a mob after being suspected of theft. The victim was rushed to Mansa General Hospital, where he was pronounced dead on arrival.
Education Minister Douglas Siakalima has reaffirmed his ministry's commitment to resolving the long-standing issue of teacher upgrades across the country. Mr. Siakalima has described the issue as his ministry's priority that has been neglected for years. Speaking to dozens of head teachers and their deputies at Kansenshi Secondary School in Dola, the minister has acknowledged the massive backlog in teacher upgrades and stressed that his ministry is working tirelessly to address it.
If you have got a degree, primary school degree, it is a degree. Secondary school degree is a degree. So that you don't need really to get out of early childhood education. So what would you think about a professor of early childhood if they are not as important as a professor in a university? So these are things that we're trying to think about, that each one, wherever you are, if you have got a degree of early childhood education, primary, secondary, you are as good as anybody who has got a degree. Things that we're trying to explore and to finish all these things that we're trying to talk about.
And Copperbelt Provincial Education Officer Dr. Kasune Zulu has reiterated the province's commitment to supporting teachers, noting that the office has adopted an open-door policy to encourage dialogue and collaboration.
We have directed the DEP in the province that this is how we should handle the Ministry of Education or the education sector on the Copperbelt. Also resolved to be champions of the new curriculum, CBC, Honorable Minister. We have also resolved that being an examination team, we shall conduct a malpractice free exam at all levels, that is grade 7, grade 9 and grade 12.
2026 presidential aspirant Brian Mundubile and a number of opposition members of parliament gathered in Katete district to pay their final respects to Emmanuel Daka, the younger brother of Archbishop Benjamin Piri of the Chipata Diocese. Mr. Mundubile conveyed his condolences to the bereaved family, describing Mr. Daka's passing as a great personal and communal loss. Mr. Daka, aged 44, passed away on Monday, 13th October 2025 at St. Francis Mission Hospital in Katete after an illness. Meanwhile, Mr. Mundubile has called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia to urgently address ongoing concerns surrounding the voter registration process, urging the Commission to ensure equitable distribution of resources across the country to prevent the disenfranchisement of eligible voters.
He's somebody I personally knew. I had met him before. Yeah, so together with members of parliament, council chairpersons and other party officials, we turned out in numbers just to convey our deepest sympathies and condolences. Well, first of all, the expectations are that they should supply the resources to do with registration equitably. The reports we're getting on the ground so far are a source of concern. A source of concern is that in most parts of the country, the equipment is non-functional. And in some cases, the deployment plan was actually released after the program had already started. We also know that they're not issuing NRCs in most of these areas. So there are a lot of problems that have been experienced early.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Civil Society for Poverty Reduction has raised concerns over the persistent issue of illicit financial flows in the country, calling for greater political commitment to effectively tackle the problem. CSPR Executive Director Isabel Mukelebai has stressed the urgent need for strong leadership and action, noting that the country continues to lose significant revenue through IFFs. She has cited several reports and statistics that highlight the scale of the challenge, emphasizing that the losses are undermining Zambia's economic growth and development goals. Ms. Mukelebai has urged government leaders to make clear political pronouncements on strategies to address IFFs